David, first setback for you. How did you assess the performance tonight?
Listen, I thought overall I've just spoken to the players and I think that they've dug deep and they've given us 100% in everything that they've done this evening. I thought there were certain breaks in the game that didn't go our way. I thought there was a big decision for the referee to make, obviously just before half time when we felt that we've gone through clear on goal and been brought down and he's given a free kick. So we'll review all of those things. I felt that we had three big penalty shouts when crosses were coming in the box and our players were manhandled and basically rugby tackled to the floor. If one of those goes, then I think it goes in our favour. I think it's a different game. But I've just spoken to our players and all we can ask them is that they give us 100% in every game. And I felt that they did that tonight. We had a right go at it. We went 3-4-3 and we caused them problems. We built up a real momentum and pressure. And again, Vass gets dragged down in the box here with a couple of minutes ago and nothing happening. But listen, that's football. We'll keep smiling. We'll keep working. We'll be back in, ready to work hard Thursday and Friday, prepare at the Chesterfield. And we've won 4 out of 5. So, listen, there's still lots of positives that we have to take within the group and we need to take that momentum into Saturday's game.
And the first one you mentioned couldn't have been closer to being a penalty if indeed it wasn't. The free kick was given right on the edge. Clearly, you felt that it was in the box.
Well, listen, I'll have to review it. But listen, they're fine margins. And in another game, that might be given as a penalty. Do you know what I mean? I don't ever want to see players sent off. But he's through one-on-one and it's a clear goal scoring opportunity. So the referees have big decisions to make. He's made them. Not in our favour this evening, do you know what I mean? So that's how things are. We just have to dust ourselves on and get on with it.
You were always in the game, really, weren't you, until Beckford got the goal, a couple of close calls in the first half, and then Payne takes a lick of paint off the post with that shot near the end as well.
Yeah, we was always in the game and we knew that we would be because of our hard work and our endeavour, and that's what we do. The final bit now that we'll be continuing to work on and develop is that final little bit of quality in the final third from our wingers and our forwards and our midfielders when they get in those advanced positions. So, listen, we're still happy. We're taking the positives out of it and we just need to go again Saturday.
The width caused them problems at times, didn't it? And that's something you've really tried to enforce since you've come in, playing with sort of orthodox wingers to get crosses into the box.
Yeah, definitely. We've got a number of crosses in and we're creating chances. So we've got to be clinical. We've got to be ruthless now and we've got to make those count. Like what I said, there was a couple of times when it didn't fall our way tonight. But listen, fair play to Preston. They're a strong side and they're in a good run of form as well. So, listen, we always knew it was going to be an exciting end-to-end, you know what I mean, game. And that's what it materialised for the fans. And, listen, the supporters who have travelled 3.5 hours a day to come and watch the lads, you know what I mean, it's absolutely fantastic. So we'll just be going back and continuing the work that we're doing.
Of course, the players will be disappointed. No one wants to lose, but I don't suppose you'll have to pick them up too much because of the good work that's gone in recent matches.
Well, listen, that's what we'll refer back to. This is where we're at as a group. And listen, we've won 4 out of 5. And that's the key message. So all we've got to do, listen, when we're winning games, when we're losing games or drawing games, we just go into work and we work hard and prepare for the next one. And the next one's Chesterfield at home at the AVAC Stadium. So we know that we'll have a strong following. We know the fans will be in fine voice and we're all looking forward to that one now.
And to bounce back quickly is obviously important. It's something the team has struggled with at times this season, bouncing back after a setback. And obviously you want to get back to winning ways as quickly as you can.
This team won't struggle to bounce back. Listen, they're full of characters. They're good people, they're good footballers, and all they've got to do is concentrate on the next 96 minutes of football, which they'll face on Saturday. I'm sure they will. They'll be professional. They're just coming out onto the pitch now to recover, so they're doing things the right way. Win, lose or draw, that's what we do. So listen, I've got every confidence in the players, and I can tell you they definitely won't struggle to bounce back.
How's Joe Newell? Was holding his shoulder a couple of times in that second half. Has he got a problem with that?
No, Joe's okay. Obviously, he took a bad fall after a challenge and where the lads just run underneath him and cartwheeled him as he's gone up for a header. Nothing was given. So he's landed heavily on it. But listen, it's only an impact. I'm sure Joe will be fine.
And Burgess back into the squad tonight at the expense of Erham. Is that just a case of wanting an extra defender in there?
No, we was obviously had a look at it, and Cozzy came off at the weekend against Doncaster. So I just wanted to be cautious that we had cover there if we needed it. I felt we had enough attacking options with what we had on the bench, and we did so. It was just literally precautionary because of Cozzy came off with five to go against Doncaster.
And a setback tonight, but plenty to play for, plenty of games still to go.
Yeah, exactly. We've just had a look. The league table hasn't changed, so we've still got everything to play for, and every single game we'll be playing for 3 points, and that's what we've got to do Saturday.
Thanks, Dave. Cheers.
Thanks, Nick.